University of Alaska President Pat Gamble told a Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday a reworked bill that would permit concealed handguns on campus is still unacceptable. Gamble said the university faces legal and practical issues, noting that the Supreme Court allows safety-related exceptions to the Second Amendment right to bear arms, like those the state of Alaska has enacted.
How do you map the state law with its concerns over onto a university community which has many of the exact same conditions that are listed and articulated in those state exceptions, such as K through 12 students, such as around a place serving liquor, such as in a residence without the permission of the chief resident? That's the dilemma for us.
The revised version of Senate Bill 176 would allow students 21 and over who get a concealed carry permit and keep guns locked up when not in their possession to have them on campus, including in their dorm rooms. Gamble said 60% of university students are minors, and instituting the gun law would be challenging.
University of Colorado tried to solve that problem by saying, okay, permit-carrying 21-year-olds can live in a gun dorm. Nobody's signing up for the gun dorm. You can see that the consequences of how we try to move into these exceptions and create a living space for people to be able to carry create unintended consequences.
Gamble pointed out that the university is uniquely responsible for implementation of gun policy and legal consequences of it. Bill sponsor Senator John Coghill of North Pole said he understands that, but he said people don't check their rights at a university door and emphasized that he's not giving up on the campus gun bill.
Our government was predicated on that people are individually free and governments are supposed to be limited, and there has to be reasons for limitations on individuals, and we're starting down that discussion.
Several students waited to testify on Senate Bill 176 did not get a chance to address the committee yesterday due to time constraints. Coghill said the bill will be considered again on Friday.